Please welcome Chris Rodebush.
So I didn't always used to be a therapist. Before, in a not-so-distant past, I was a park ranger. It's a pretty cool job being a park ranger. Now, was I a federal park ranger? Was I a state park ranger? No. I was a park ranger here in San Luis Obispo. And what I found with being a park ranger is that it takes on the illusion of authority. Did I wear a badge? Oh, yeah, every day. What else did I have that gave me that authority? Not much else. So it was my first job out of Cal Poly. I was really excited. I got to get paid to go hiking and mountain biking. I taught environmental education. I built trails. And sometimes I wrote tickets. And that was the bummer of the job. Before I was able to write tickets, it puts you in a little bit of a quandary, because you still have to practice enforcement with having nothing to enforce. Well, the rules are still there, but you can't really do anything about it. I was a park ranger for 2.5 years, and for 2.5 years, I had dreams about dogs off leash. I would be there, and I would see a dog running through the park. And I would say, excuse me, excuse me. And they would always be out of my reach. Now, I love dogs, and I want them to run and be happy and be merry. But I also understand the importance of rules. This put me in a bit of a quandary. All in all, I think my ticket writing was probably reminders and refreshers of memories was probably 1 to 50. I let a lot of people off. Excuse me, reminder, could you please put your dog on a leash? You got a leash? Awesome, thank you. Bye, have a great day. Enjoy your hike. There were some times where this became an issue. One particular instance, I hadn't taken my training yet, not able to write a ticket. I was hiking up on Bishop Peak. We saw a lady with 2 pit bulls, and the pit bulls are running all over, and they were, I love pit bulls, but these ones were kind of scary looking. And I was with a coworker, and I said, excuse me, ma'am, could you please put your dogs on a leash? Well, I don't have a leash with me. Well, would you mind going back to your car and home and retrieving that leash? Well, I walked here, and I'm not going to walk home, so why don't you give me a ticket? Well, we're just going to let you off with a warning today. Have a great hike. That happened on more than one occasion. So I finally did take my training. PC 832, arrest and control, Atascadero State Hospital. I felt pretty official. I knew how to take people down. I knew how to use handcuffs that I never used or owned. And I carried my pepper spray on me. Usually, but mostly it just lived in the car. And the pepper spray is an interesting thing, because at the one time that a coworker ever used that pepper spray, it was on a feral cow out at Laguna Lake that was apparently harassing and chasing patrons of Laguna Lake Park. When he went to spray the cow, it was like this. So he turned and ran. Faking it was challenging it sometimes, because there were some times when we had started to write a ticket and people didn't want to work with us. And what are you going to say when I say, can I please have your ID? No. Okay then. And what we were trained to do was call police for backup. And so occasionally we would call Slow PD, and I could hear it in the dispatcher's voice. Who are you? You want backup to write a dog off leash ticket? Yes, I do. When will you be here? And then you can't keep them from just Wait, police are coming. I'm going to write you that ticket. You just hold on. It's an issue. So sometimes they would take 20, 30 minutes to get there. And there's one story that I really wanted to share in which this became most apparent. I was out with one of now my best friends, Liz, and as I call her forever, Ranger Liz. Ranger Liz and I were on patrol. We were driving around the city in our Ranger truck, one of our favorite things to do. And we were wearing our Ranger attire, which, let me please describe this. Generally, we wore our nice hiking boots. If it was a chilly day, we wore jeans. If not, we wore our official issued Ranger shorts. These were navy blue and made for men, which meant the crotch sat approximately here. With this, you had two options. One, you could lay it low on the hips with a crotch down low and a mile-long zipper, or you could wear it up high and have nice short shorts. I chose the down low, my Ranger Liz chose the up high. Either way, we were wearing our blue Ranger shorts. Along with this came our official polo shirt, and of course the badge on the hip. Well, it was a rainy day in SLO. Yes, that happens. And so this day we happened to also be wearing rain jackets on top of this. We were cruising past Meadow Park when we saw a dog running. Okay, pull over. And I have a discussion with Ranger Liz. Are we going to write a ticket? Are we not going to write a ticket? Because sometimes you need to make that decision before you get out of the car. Because if not, I'm going to flip-flop real fast. Oh, I'm having a hard day. Oh, don't worry about it. Never mind. You're fine. So, okay, we're going to write this ticket. And we get out and we start talking to this individual. And it becomes very clear that he's very agitated and upset. And very quickly, one of us runs. We realize, okay, we don't have our cell phones. Time to call backup. So one of us has to run to the car to call backup. The man gets increasingly angry. Law enforcement comes out. Oh, and guess what? He changes his tune when law enforcement comes out. And law enforcement walks up, and I'm standing like a step back, letting Liz take the lead. And I notice law enforcement, he has his taser tucked in the back of his pants. And I thought, I wish I had a taser. Ultimately, the guy wrote the ticket. But a couple weeks later, we find out that he's decided to challenge the ticket. So we have to go to court to defend this ticket. Well, neither of us had been to court before. We didn't know where it was or what to do or what to wear. And Ranger Liz had actually written the ticket, so I decided to go with her for moral support. The first obstacle that we faced when we got there was what to wear. So we thought, we're going to wear the most official thing we got, which is our blue official Ranger shorts. And we didn't wear our normal polos. We went back into the storage unit and found the pressed official short sleeve Ranger shirts. So we show up to court, and immediately the bailiff comes over and says, "Excuse me, ladies, you should not be wearing shorts in the courtroom." That's not a good start. That's not a good start to people who are perceiving to be professionals defending a ticket that we wrote. When we get into court, the judge looks at us strangely. It was actually held in traffic court. So it's speeding ticket, bike running a light. And the judge comes upon this and he thinks, what the hell is this? I've never heard of this penal code. This exists? And so he takes a while to flip through and figure out what penal code this even is. People actually get tickets for whatever this is? And the gentleman says, well, I am fighting this ticket because these women showed up in their pink jumpsuits, and I did not know that they were law enforcement. I don't own a pink jumpsuit. He did pay his ticket. It was reduced to $15, though, from $150, which is a whole nother story. So the moral of this story is if you hike or live in the wonderful city of San Luis Obispo, Whether you're in a park or up on a hill and you see a park ranger, please be nice to them.